Good morning. I'm Alex Danger Bergerly.
And I'm Craig Coolhouse.
I'm Austin Stalls. Welcome once again to Bear Facts, the weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
If you thought you saw pink at Garrigan's volleyball and football games this past week, it wasn't because your eyes were tired. Garrigan hosted Cheer for a Cure at the volleyball game last Thursday and football game on Friday. The athletes even got into the act, right down to the Golden Bear football team wearing pink socks at their game. We also had a pink out at school on Thursday to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Cancer Foundation. Everyone is encouraged to wear pink and donate a dollar or more. Many of us at Garrigan have family members who have been affected by cancer, and we want to do all we can to help find a cure.
If you check out back behind the school this fall, you'll see a patch of tilled soil where green sprouts are starting to shoot up. This is the school garden, which we planted by some of Mr. Beanie Bodie's science students. The garden is part of the Healthy Kids Iowa project, which Garrigan has been a part of for the past year. This fall, students broke and plowed the ground and planted it with fast-growing vegetables. Jerry Risen and the cafeteria staff will be incorporating those fresh vegetables into our lunches later this fall. Not only will we enjoy the tasty food, but we're also learning how to grow vegetables on our own.
Another project that Mr. Bodie's classes keep busy with is recycling. Garrigan has recycled paper for years, but it's always been kind of a hassle to do it. About once a month, students in the ecology and biology classes would go around and empty teachers' paper into pig waste packets that they'd then haul to the big recycling bins in downtown Algona. Especially in the winter, recycling was a big chore to take care of.
Now recycling at Garrigan is a lot easier. Garrigan is one of several area schools that now has its own dedicated recycling dumpster. The new container was provided by a foundation funded by NFL star Dallas Clark. Having it on site makes it a lot easier to recycle not only paper, but metal, plastic, and glass as well. We want to thank Dallas Clark for making it easier for us to go green here at Garrigan.
The annual calendar drive is now underway at Garrigan and Seton. Every student in grade 5 through 12 is selling calendars. The calendars are full of colorful pictures, and they have a full schedule of school events here at Garrigan. What's more, buying a calendar for $25 enters you in a raffle with 366 chances to win cash prizes. The prizes range from $25 to $500, and there's a new winner every day. It's also a great donation, with the money going to update the buses and Suburbans we use for transportation and school activities. The drive continues through Tuesday, September 20th, so find your favorite Golden Bear and buy your calendar today.
Enrollment is up by almost 20 students at Garrigan and Seton this year, the biggest increase we've had in several years. While our schools are in Algona, about half of our students come from the surrounding area. In addition to Wesley, Whittemore, St. Joe, and Bancroft, in recent years we've drawn more and more students from the Emmitsburg and Humboldt areas. As more and more schools merge, a lot of families prefer sending their kids to a smaller school, and they also like the friendly atmosphere we offer. We're glad to see new faces, and we know they'll help to give our school a bright future.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Emily Bell. Here to tell you about her is John Richter.
When the cross-country team held their senior night festivities last Friday, Emily Bell was the lone senior honored. Emily is a year-round athlete who has been successful at softball, basketball, and track. Emily is active in Christian Leadership in Action, and you may have even heard her announcing here on the Bear Facts. Emily will be in college next year, and we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, John. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's CYO Cross Country Day in Holstein. The volleyball team is playing a tournament today in Emmitsburg, and several choir students are at an all-state clinic over in Belmont.
Monday, the cross country runs in Emmitsburg in the Emmitsburg Invitational, and there's JV football that night at Eagle Grove. Tuesday is picture day for 7th through 11th graders. That night, the volleyball team plays at Iowa Falls.
We'll have an all-school mass next Wednesday. The volleyball team plays at Algona that night, and the swim team is also at home in Algona. The next Friday, the football team travels to Mobile to play Woodbury Central.
Finally, this week, we want to acknowledge this week as the 10th anniversary of the attacks on September 11, 2001. While we were only in second grade 10 years ago, the world we live in now was shaped by this tragedy. On this anniversary, we offer our heartfelt prayers for the country and our world.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.